Hear ye, hear ye, and welcome to the Royal Geek Podcast. I'm your host tonight, Justin Sandoval, a.k.a. Sandy, and I am joined, as always, when it comes to Anime Edition, by Trevor McGee and JD. How's it going, fellas?
Yo.
It's your boy. It's great. Life is amazing. We're doing this thing remote. We're all coming in through StreamYard, so props to Sandy for figuring that out. It's nice now to make the drive, and then ready to talk some anime. It's been too long. The last time we were all together, we were going to murder T-Roll for his ridiculous Pokemon choices.
Oh, my god!
So it was so bad that we didn't record the second half because it was violent.
Yeah, no, it got bad. It got bad, which, by the way, real quick with you guys, May 31st, I believe. Do you want to do Gen 2? Let's see. Yeah, May 31st, Gen 2. What do you think? Thoughts off the bat?
Man.
It's a Friday.
I mean, I want JD to talk in a second, but I do have to segue into JD and I, because we have iPhones like normal human beings that have mortgages and credit cards and like we're a part of society. We have iPhones unlike you. And so they just released the Delta emulator. First time ever that you can have a non-jailbroken iPhone with an emulator on there. So JD and I have been downloading ROMs for old school games. You got Chrono Trigger, Pokemon. So having said that, Gen 2 is going to be real nice since JD, you're playing Soul Silver and I'm going to be starting Soul Silver soon.
Okay.
I mean, so I could have done that with my Google Pixel a long time ago, but I just don't.
Well, first off, it would have to have internet connectivity, which seems to be an issue.
That might be an issue. So if I start sounding all like cutting out, that's why. But yeah, so yeah, it's been a while since we've been together. How's your guys' anime going? You guys getting it in?
Yeah, a little bit. I started watching this other one. It's like Tokyo Revengers. I can't think of the name of it right now, but the main character is basically trying to be at like the top of all the punks. It's pretty tough.
Is it Classroom of the Elite or no?
Nah, it's new. Like it's only, I'm gonna put my Crunchyroll up while we're talking about this, but okay. It's only like 3 episodes in, and it's a bunch of delinquents going up against each other. It's called Windbreaker.
Oh, I actually heard about that. Actually, I was gonna actually start that.
It's pretty good.
The animation looks good. Yeah,
animation is really good.
That's good, man.
Yep, and then of course, Go Loser Rangers. You know, we
man, how are you feeling, dude? Your time. So me and you both are currently thriving. We both on this here podcast that we listen to. I'm not sure about who all else, but I know that we do. We shouted out a handful of incoming anime, Go Loser Rangers, Kaiju number 8, both just dropped, well received, both. We're thriving right now.
Dude, elite. Kaiju number 8 is elite. I love it. I'm absolutely. I didn't expect it to be that good. Yeah, and that's interesting too, because like Kaiju number 8, like it dropped with the dub and the sub, like every episode. So
oh, really?
Far. So
Could
far,
we just do yeah. that? Like, why are we not doing that? Like, I don't.
Why is it? Yeah, like, it's not a regular practice. I don't know. Like,
because I mean, my gut would say that I guess that like if so the voice actors in Japan get their shine, but like that's what they listen to in Japan. So
yeah,
like why do I have to be, you know, 3 weeks behind? Because I'm, you know, I'm not trying to do all that business.
Yeah, I know. I'm like. Watching, I got so used to the Mashal characters, their dub voices. So I'm just watching Mashal with dubbed, and I'm waiting for it to catch up.
I mean, like once you start it and you get used to it, it's jarring.
Yeah.
What is it about?
What's that? The Kaiju number 8.
Yeah.
Do it, Sandy. You're new to it. I want to hear you break it down.
Okay, so Kaiju number 8 is basically kaijus are a thing in the world, and there's like a force dedicated to stopping kaiju attacks. They pop up, and this one dude, like, he never made the team, and so he struggled, but he saves the day, and then he like gets possessed by a kaiju, and now he's has awesome powers and is helping save the day. That's my best pitch.
So he's turned into a kaiju and now he's fighting kaiju.
Yes, correct.
Yes. Okay, I can dig it.
It's funny too. It's funny. It's got a good humor too. It's got real good humor. It's funny. Animation solid too. And actually, I like the intro too. The intro song and opening sequence. I'm here for it. I don't know if you heard it yet, Trevor, but it's good.
I haven't yet. I need to watch the newest episode. So I think I've said this before. The issue it is, JD, you know, when you're like way into the manga, it's hard to.
You're way into the manga with it.
Oh, I'm caught up. Like I know, like it's hard to. Like it's hard to make an appointment viewing when you already know what's happening. It's kind of like, oh, okay, I'll watch it.
It's like that One Piece effect for me. Like I'm so caught up in One Piece that I'm so behind on the episodes.
Dang, I'm probably farther than you on the episodes for once.
Oh, probably so, but I'm crushing you with the manga.
No, for sure. Dang, dude. But that's jumping ahead a little bit. Let's before we get into what's new and releasing. We're gonna talk about what we liked about the last season, and I got a few options we could talk about if you guys didn't have any off the cuff to share. Obviously, the best one from last season was Solo Leveling, easily.
Oh, 100%.
Yes. Like mainstream, well received. Like it hit on every note. Action.
And you know, it's crazy for a what is it? A Korean anime?
Mm-hmm. Manhwa.
Well, yeah, the Korean manhwa, and
it did really well.
Well,
it was a web comic though. That's the crazy part. You know, a lot of web comics don't really get translated well into like a anime aspect, but man, it got received well.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, it's a Korean comic, but I'm pretty sure a Japanese studio animated it though, if I remember correctly from my research. Let's see, but yeah, so that was easily the best one. Like, I don't know. I mean, how would you guys rate that if you were like looking back at it?
I loved it. So the opening song is elite. I needed more than 12 episodes, but they're going to be kicking it back in, like in the fall, I think. So they got to wait too long.
I think it's a long release, but yeah.
Yeah. It's, I mean, starts a little slow, but it's interesting. I appreciate the fact that it did, the isekai vibe, but they didn't leave the world, at least not that we know.
Right. Yeah.
It's just like you had a car wreck and you woke up and you had a video game menu in front of your face, which is nice. Yeah. Like, I really enjoyed it. The Arise episode and that fight scene was just I told you guys I am
you're gonna say your thing, your nitpick.
He just be stabbing people in the eyes, dude.
And that does it, man. I get some leveled up.
Stabbing people in the eyes is what does it.
Yeah, like I don't wanna like you know, as the resident My Hero stan, like it's well that you just smashes things. I mean, like at least that's the gig. Like it makes sense. Like he's fighting a dude and he uses his hands and he punches him, like, and he punches him in the jaw and the stomach and, you know, in the head, whatever. Like this dude is just like, it's a really strong guy. In order to defeat him, I'm going to stab him repeatedly with a poison knife in the eyeball. That's his go-to strat.
You might be on to something though. Justin, think about this. You know, every isekai that we've watched, all the main characters use a dagger. Grimgar, the main character is an assassin that uses a dagger.
Yep.
You have Solo Leveling, dagger. Even the one about the gods isn't wrong to pick up chicks in the dungeon. Dagger.
Dagger.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, Trevor.
Yeah, I mean it's just a thing. Like, but the show is great. Like I mean, again, like I think that as consumers, we need to be able to like say, yeah, but doesn't make it not good. Like, you know, it doesn't make Naruto not good that he just taught no jutsu. Like it's still good. like it's just what he does. It doesn't make, you know, Goku not good, Dragon Ball Z, because he, you know, pushes past his limits. That's the deal. That's what he does, and that's, you know, whatever. I am incredibly curious to see how the fighting changes with this this new upgrade. And I've seen like spoiler images of what he looks like later, and I just have no concept of how this is going to work.
How it gets there, yeah.
Just like, yeah, like it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I know. I saw some concept arts of what he looks like in the future, and I'm like, dude, this looks nutty. Like, I don't even understand what's about to happen, especially with his new, the new power where he's like controlling these shadow like armies. Like, it's, they can only get, it's gonna pop off from here for sure. Dang, dude. But yeah, so clearly, yeah, that was definitely number one. Now this one, it started in fall and it ended in winter. And I know once I say it, Trevor's gonna be like all over this, but Frieren, dude, Frieren,
turn up right now.
Was absolutely phenomenal, and it was a great ride. And I honestly, I don't think there was one episode that was bad. Not one single episode, beat very for beat. Good. That was a strong anime.
That show had me on the verge of crying or fully crying eight times in 24 episodes. Like, I was sitting there, I'm kind of like, it's like I'm not fully crying, but I'm like breathing like I'm a pug or something. Like, I'm just. And, you know, the animation's gorgeous. When they fight, they turn the freak up.
They do.
Holy smokes. And then I honestly, like, we've talked about this, I think, on a previous pod, but, like, give me more anime that are fantasy-based.
Yes.
Without being an isekai and having, like, all the tropes on top of it. Just give me a party of adventurers who are doing their thing. You know, it ain't got to be historic, like based off of a real, like, just give me Lord of the Rings anime. Like,
yes,
a couple times, just a couple times, like two every 3 years or something. Like, it ain't got to be a lot, but so good, man. Such a great show. For me, that clears Solo Leveling by a comfortable margin.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I just feel like they're so different though. Like, I don't know. I feel like they can scratch both itches. Like, I don't know.
So here's my thing. Like, if, like, you know what a good pizza tastes like, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But you know what a good steak tastes like, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And like, and so if you had like a steak that was good, but maybe it was a little bit medium well, you wanted it medium rare and the seasoning wasn't quite there and the cut wasn't the most lean. But then you had the literal best pizza you ever had in your life. Like, you're going to say the pizza was better. Like,
yeah.
Even though the steak might be like generally better, the idea of the steak is better. And this is not to knock the steak in this case. Solo Leveling was excellent. I think by the end of the run, it could be like the best. I mean, it might end up being the best anime of all time. I don't know. It was really good. But yeah. It was very shonen-y, very isekai, very. What? You know, like, and then you have this other thing that just out of left, just it really came out, and I had no idea this thing existed. And not only that, but didn't have a ton of the tropes that most anime have. And on top of all that, the idea of, like, I mean, it really is a meditation on, like, mortality, time, and relationships, and, like, what those things mean to us, what they should mean to us. It's beautiful. And like something like that, I think is just, it's in a class on its own for season one. I just don't,
yeah.
Like nothing in Solo Leveling was anywhere narratively close in the first season to anything Frieren did.
Oh yeah, you're right. It was like you got not more in
season one,
more substance.
Yeah,
for sure.
I want to be real clear though. This is not me bagging on Solo Leveling for me. Gets an A for sure. Yeah. It's just that Frieren gets an A plus. Like. Yeah. And it's just, and it's mainly because of, like, I would give, like, just because it's just so different, and it was it took on telling a story in such a different way. Like,
and I think that was the main part of it. Like, for me watching Frieren, it was kind of like, you know, it was told in the perspective of her, just about her journey going through all these different emotions she got with her past friends, and now she's trying to basically build up this new young mage. She doesn't even care about being strong. She just, you know, wants to go and travel and live her life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. And I think you said earlier, Trevor, that the like when they battle, they turn it up. I think the first time that really hit me was when they were in the city to get rid of the demons, and Fern was fighting the demon lord on the rooftop, and like that fight just popped off like way too quick, man. Like her magical ability and the coming to the realization that she's suppressing it. And he's like, that should have killed her. Why is she still alive? Like, and then she just obliterates him. And it was absolutely insane to watch.
Well, and not just that, but like when even Frieren, I love the slow reveal of like, yeah, like we know Frieren was like a powerful mage, but then it's like, no, she's like an all time powerful mage.
Yeah.
Like, and then it's like her, the controlling mana trick. Like it's really well done. And then the kill yourself line
when she tells the demon. Oh yeah.
And honestly how they handle the demons. Like I really it made me sad, but I really liked little demon children, like, and she was like, they're animals, you gotta kill them. And I was like, dang, dude.
She got pretty hardcore. Yeah.
Well, but she was right. And I liked that. I liked how they were like, no, this is a cute thing, but it's also very evil and you gotta destroy it for sure. She's dead on because she's a 3,000-year-old mage. You should listen to her, probably, guys. And it was just, you know, it's funny, like it's slice of lifey. Again, it gets the extra points for just being so out of left field. Did not see it coming.
And that's so funny. Again, like the demons are only like the first like quarter of the season, and it even like it expanded far greater past that with more storylines and more in-depth stuff. Like I even like the exam at the end, like I was fully drawn into that. I had definitely some remnants of like the Naruto exams. Like it had feelings like that in there. Like I don't know, man, it was good. All over is good. All right, so the next one here,
I hope it's a comedy. I hope that's the next one I just dropping.
You talking about Mashal?
Oh no, never mind, man.
No. It wasn't Mashal. No, what do you have?
Shangri-La Frontier.
Yeah, actually that was my next one. But I thought you were I thought you were gonna bring up Mashal, but Shangri-La Frontier started in the fall, but it ended in the winter. And that one, like I think I started you on that, JD, right? I was the one that texted you on that. I was like, you need to check this out.
It was crazy.
It was it's funny, it's hysterical, but like it's a really good VR MMO, which I feel like we have not gotten since season one of Sword Art Online, to be honest with you.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know if you had a chance to check it out yet, Trevor. No.
I'm so sorry. It's I'm just listening. You guys got it. I'm here to talk about Mashal whenever it's time.
Yeah.
Hey, but, I think my favorite fight was that fight where, you know, he was teaming up with the guy and the girl that he met in the other game, that Kingdom game or whatever, you know, they were reviving each other, and he was cutting up the heat. At one point, he just used every boost he had and was going crazy, toe-to-toe.
Yeah, and it was we learned later on that it's supposed to be like an endgame battle, but they beat it like midway through, like...
So like,
that's tough.
I think what I like about this anime versus most of like the isekai or like MMORPG animes like this, like whenever they do, it progresses the story for the game. So when they beat that boss, it was only 1% of the story, and it unlocked the next percent, which means it's so much.
Yeah, the world building is, they got plenty to work with for the next who knows how many seasons that this is going to be on for. But I enjoyed it. The characters were funny. And like, I love how he like accidentally skipped the tutorial. Like, he skipped through the first town that was supposed to be like the beginner stage and went straight to like the next level up. And then he started grinding from there. But yeah, that's, I mean, it was Shangri-La Frontier was, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I give that one like an A as well. Like, it was up there.
It's definitely top tier in my opinion.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm looking forward to checking that one out. I'm plugging my way through Mashal currently, and season two is just
really good.
Very good.
Which perfect segue. Season two of Mashal. It has been awesome so far. I'm trying to keep up with the dub right now, so I am into part two of season two, I think is what it is now. But it has been so much like a wild ride. He's so much like Saitama, but as far as his character goes, but he has got a little difference to him. Like, I don't know what the difference is, but there's just something that's just like a little bit different. I'm enjoying it though.
He's not super broken. I think that's what the difference is. Like, he can be beat.
Yeah.
Who's that, Mash?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like, they did it like, it's interesting. It's really good. It's a bit too silly for me to like give it the same love that I would give Free Runner or Solo Leveling, but it's, Mashal is so refreshing to watch. I would say that it is like a palate cleanser. Like
it's that change of pace. Yeah.
It's a comfort food type anime that is just, it's huge.
It makes me want puffs big time,
dude. Gonna make some. We are gonna make some at the house. Yeah.
I mean, I'm jealous now. Like that sounds.
You should
good.
Be. Try to think and, of anything else.
Okay. The opening intro song to that, dude. Season two. Oh my god! I did not skip a single one. Like I'm telling
you. Dude. Half the family does the Mashal dance on the couch when we watch.
Crazy, man! It's so big on TikTok now.
Yeah.
No, it goes hard, dude. It's a good dude. What's up with the openers for like the last year, dude? Like, have been just, it's been nothing but heat.
They've been fire, man. They've been really good.
Well, when they pop off, like they make the art, they make the artists. They like, and so artists are like, it's a good bet. It's a good bet to just put our music on here and see what happens. And so
that's how it works. Like they're just promoting themselves.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, I don't know what the deals are there. I would love to like do more of a deep dive and see like the what goes into negotiating the intros, or is it just like first come first serve, that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think, I mean, I did a little bit of research. There's not a lot on it because it's probably such an American thought, but I think from what I've heard is like, it's so challenging to get like ad real estate out there to like promote yourself and your stuff that like, that's a good vehicle to do it because it's such a regarded medium there that people hear your stuff and they go buy your album. But what's really interesting is as a musician, like I listen to a lot of the stuff and I think it's interesting. And like, one of the more prevalent dudes, Eve, he did My Hero. He's done a few others. I think he's just Vocaloid. Like he's the Hatsune Miku, thing, like, but a dude, like, I think he's just a guy programming the Vocaloid, which is so interesting. But like, it's fascinating, but it's been straight bangers for a while. And in regards to like this little season two, currently we're just sort of graduate. I got to get my next episode of Loser Rangers. And then, we finally have broken into where Boruto is starting to get fun. Again, so right after
AKA Sasuke start around more, are you talking about?
Yeah. When Sarada, that whole arc had the fam riveted yesterday, and we took a long break because at the first I enjoyed the episodes, but it was the way that I would enjoy watching a rerun of The Office for the fourth time. like it was just like, okay, cool, it's on. But it started to pick up, and like the end of the ghost arc with the class rep and all that stuff started to really get good. And you know, the more I watch it, this is something I never thought I'd say. I'm really kind of down with adult Naruto.
Really?
I wasn't at first. Both the aesthetic and the character was just kind of like, but the more like
he's
watching
system, right?
He's cool. He's really cool. Like watching him, like the whole Shin Uchiha arc, which I didn't love the arc itself, but it highlighted some good things. Like, dude, Naruto held that whole thing together by like the sweat of his brow. Like Sasuke is about to lose it, Sarada is about to lose it, Chocho is about to lose it. Like freaking, he was like berating Suigetsu in the hideout, called him an idiot. Like he like told Sasuke, he's like, I'm about to, you know, kick your ass. It was great. Like, watching him be the Hokage for Sarada, right? Like, and kind of what he's always on about with Boruto, about his responsibilities. It's interesting having I mean, I don't know of many shows where you see the MC from like a 9-year-old to a full family man who is fully realized. I mean, Dragon Ball, but Dragon Ball was so light. But Goku didn't achieve a position. Like, he just became an adult and went and fought some more. Like, we're following a 9-year-old who became president of the United States of America.
Yeah, that's all. Oh, yeah, you're basically right, actually. Yeah,
and like, and now you're seeing like how that has changed him. It was interesting to watch, like, you know, the kid who couldn't make a shadow clone at the start of that arc when they're about to go. He's like, you know, this ember has turned into a raging flame. It's like, I'll just leave a shadow clone here. I'm gonna go there myself. I was like, dog is just O-N-I-T, you know?
He got the kind of, Genjutsu aspect about him now, man. That whole fight where he had him look into his eyes and he saw the dog.
Yeah, that was a great scene when he punched him and he grabbed the fist and he looks up and was like, and they all just like said, all right, we good.
He just stopped. He was like, you know what? I gotta go. This guy, I can't handle him.
No, that whole thing, like watching, I mean, it was, you know, I don't want to make it too much about Naruto, but like, I really, at first I was like, I am really sad that I did not care for Naruto before we watched it, finished it. And I was like, I think that's my favorite anime of all time. Which is a crazy thing to discover at 36 years old. I love it. You know, not my favorite character as an individual necessarily. Like, I don't think they make Mount Rushmore, but like as a show, it's a damn good show. But then Boruto started and I was like, ooh, no.
but now it's kind of picking
back up, and I like the way that I highlighted Naruto and allowed him to be like he's that freaking dude. Like, he rolled up and popped on the Kurama like chakra cloak or whatever, and they were like, what is this dude? Whoa, holy crap. And they're like, that's like a fraction.
Boruto's doing the same thing that Naruto did, where they didn't finish doing the dubs. And so when you get to like episode 150 of Boruto, there are like zero dubs to be seen, and it's all subs from there on. So if you get used to the voices, you're going to be waiting a long time for
Boruto again.
Yep.
How much money did it get for me?
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, I've even looked for it. It's not even on Apple. It's not on anything. Like, you can look for it. It's nowhere. It's incomplete.
Right. I'm looking right now. Why are they doing? Why would they take? Because like, it's like a top. It's still like a top 10. Like, it's always up there in Japan. I don't understand. They have a freaking theme park over there.
Yeah. What are we doing? Even the manga is Blue Vortex right now is like top 10 right now as well.
I've heard some like tomfoolery about good things.
Yeah, I have too. I will definitely jump on Blue Vortex when it's actually an anime, which as of right now, there's no signs of making it an anime. So it's
what
interesting.
Is it like a?
It's a Boruto, but it's like the Shippuden version.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's dark. Yeah, the current, I was going to say, and like the current spoilers, but what I read, because we're so far away, we'll forget it, but it looks like Himawari somehow inherited Kurama, which I'm completely in for. 10 toes down, if that's the case. Makes me want to watch it even more. Which also, by the way, absolute cackles when they did the day in the life of the Uzumaki family when he got coronated as the, and Himawari lost her mind. And she punches Naruto in the stomach with the chakra fingers, and it cuts to Kurama being like, "Ooh!" Like, and they both collapsed. Yep. It was good, man. That was good stuff. But anyways, that's what we've been.
All right. So I'm just gonna do a couple like honorable mentions, and then we'll move into like what we're looking forward to.
Also, Pokemon dubbed
Horizons.
Yeah, it's good. Really good.
Horizons. Yeah, I've been watching it with Turner on Netflix. All right. So honorable mentions here for people to check out, which I still need to check out, is, Ninja Kamui, or I believe I said that right, but it's actually a Adult Swim original.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It is getting like absolutely amazing reviews. I've only been hesitant to start it just because it's on Adult Swim, Cartoon Network, but it's on my anime list. It's like in the nine rating. So that's like, hey, that high.
Adult Swim has some heat, man. Cowboy Bebop came
out. Oh, right. And then Netflix anime getting some love right now. Delicious in Dungeon. You've watched it yet, Eddie, or no? You've seen it?
Dude. I've heard a lot about it. Is it good?
Yeah. So good.
Okay. Life's really good. All right, yeah. So then I definitely gotta check that out too, because I heard it's like funny, but like it's about food, but like not really. Like, I don't know.
It's not even like it's supposed to be an RPG, but it's not an RPG. Like, they're just cooking monsters. It's crazy. It's really good though.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna check that out. And then I know one that started in fall and finished. I know you guys need to check it out. But Apothecary Diaries was very good, very very good. I thoroughly enjoyed that. It started in fall, finished in winter. And then last one is A Sign of Affection. It's kind of like a slice of life romance kind of thing, but it's
you love the romance.
Well, like I said, I haven't started it yet, but it's on my list to start. So, but a lot of the fandom is raving about it. So definitely check those ones out if you haven't seen them. All right, moving on to anticipated and or what we're really looking forward to. And it's these new these spring 2024. We already mentioned two off the rip. We mentioned Kaiju number 8, which I'm telling you right now, I've been like live texting Trevor and JD. I've been as I'm watching the episodes, and I after episode 2, I was like, this may be my favorite anime of the season. Like, it's so good. It is. I don't know, man. There's just something about it that is. I don't know. It's like charming, but like fun and action packed all at the same time. So yeah, we mentioned Kaiju number 8, and then we mentioned Go Go Loser Rangers, which mm-hmm. I still need to watch episode 2 of that still. But episode
one, I haven't gotten the 2.
Episode 1 was fun.
It was fun. I need more. Mm-hmm. I read the anime pretty far, but Kodansha, Kodansha's manga reader is absolutely garbanzo beans. So they lost me. I don't know. I need more. But no, it was good.
And so those are some. And actually, JD, you mentioned Windbreaker, and mm-hmm. yeah. Windbreaker is getting a lot of love right now. Which I need to start that. That's one I want to start. And is it like you said? It's a high school setting.
Yeah, so it reminds me a lot of Tokyo Revenger without the going back in history. He mm-hmm. he came to a school because he wanted to. He heard that school was a school that was part of like this delinquency, and they were basically gang wars every day, and he wants to be at the top of those gang wars.
Okay. And is he like training and stuff, or is he just like a tough kid? Like,
oh, he's just a tough kid.
Okay, gotcha. So I'll definitely be starting that. Reincarnated as Slime season 3 is...
Dude, we haven't even talked about that. It just dropped.
Yeah, yep. I know. I think it's like here at the crib. I think it's 3 episodes in, to be honest with you.
Well, the Dubski. We'll be done with that.
Oh, part. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, then yes. Then episode 1 is about to drop this week, I think. But yeah. So I need to. I actually haven't watched any of this to season 3 yet. So I need to get on that real quick. Looking forward to that. I kind of miss Rimuru and his village. That's what's going on. We need to pop in and check mm-hmm. it out. We are weeks away from we're talking about like 2 to 3 weeks away from both Demon Slayer and My Hero Academia starting. Like,
yeah,
this is insane right now. Like, this season, we're about to have all these like good animes. We just talked about like Kaiju number 8 and like Windbreaker and stuff, and then we're gonna get established properties that we know and love in like Demon Slayer and My Hero Academia.
And this Demon Slayer season is a good one.
Yes.
Oh, man, it looks incredible. It looks absolutely incredible. I know you guys have read the manga come to completion, but I am still just anime only on that one. So I do know what happens, but
it's good.
Yeah, it looks like it's gonna be a wild time. Let's see. I'm looking for other ones that are supposedly. Oh, so right now, Remonster is getting some love right now on Crunchyroll. I'm gonna click it on this so I can see, read a little synopsis here, what it says. Okay, so it's an isekai though, so I don't know. I know Trevor's, you're about to be out on isekais, right?
No. I'm still in on them. I really appreciated the different tone.
Okay, so the main character Kanata is reincarnated as the weakest goblin, after having undergone an unfortunate death. He has retained his previous life's memories and unusual evolution, as well as becoming strong enough to gain status boost from eating. In the alternate world of survival of the fittest, events unfold with competent subordinates and comrades. Delightful case of tail wagging dogs. That's literally what they put as a thing, but it's interesting. So
he gets reincarnated as a goblin.
Yeah, that's the weakest goblin, but then apparently that weakest goblin died, and it's like a double reincarnation kind of thing.
Oh. Hmm.
So, hence the Remonster, I guess. Huh. So, yeah, I'm gonna check it out. It's getting love, so, I mean, it's gotta be semi-good.
That sounds like it'd be fun, though.
Yeah. Let's see. Any other ones you guys think of that were getting love? I got two more. If you guys don't,
I'll tell you this. My Hero, I am very hyped. I cannot wait. I want more. Every week in the manga, and I'm caught up, is just like some of the best artwork I've ever seen put in a comic or manga scenario. And I really hope that the studio does right by the actual artwork. If they do, it's gonna be crazy. And so I'm excited about it, dude. I can't wait. May 4th. We'll be watching in sub. We'll be watching that sub. Won't miss it. We'll watch it. That's my, when I really want to watch something, we go sub week one, and then sub week two, then dub week three, sub week three, and we go from there and just have it staggered.
Okay, but like, so you will double watch like the episode, like you'll watch episode one and dub sub, and the family watches sure. Dub or both?
We do both. So we okay. Saturday morning we sit down, have a little bit of breakfast, and then we'll knock out both. We usually do, once the dubs start dropping, because they're a couple episodes behind, we usually do the new dub first to like kind of recap us on previous events, sort of, kind of, and then we watch the sub.
Okay,
we're doing our part.
Yeah, that was good. Somebody needs to, right? All right, so another one that is a lot of anticipation going forward is called The New Gate. I don't know anything about it, but I see that the rating is already high, and it's just it's 4 days away from dropping episode 3. So
really,
The New Gate. It's an online game transformed into a life or death struggle for the players. There you go. Thanks to the valiant efforts of Shin, the most powerful of them all, an end to the game and freedom for everyone seemed within reach. But just moments after Shin defeats the game's final boss, he finds himself bathed in an unknown light and transported some 500 years into the future of the in-game world. So that sounds actually pretty sick.
So it definitely is giving SAO vibes.
Yeah, there's SAO vibes there.
Another little isekai situation going.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think games, in-game stuff and isekai should have their different categories, I think. Don't you? Or no, you think they're the same?
I mean, I would say they're different. But I also want to say, having said they're different, they're not different. Like...
So profound.
Yeah, they're using lasers or they're using arrows, but it's still the same. The bones are the same. Yeah. And like, just make Dude, just make a sci-fi anime. It doesn't need to be an ace guy. You can give them special power. You can give them a system, which so there's a new manga dropped called Astro Boy. It's about a Yakuza son of a Yakuza leader who when he's going to inherit, he's got a heart of gold and he's going to inherit the mob, basically. He gives it to his adopted little brother, and then right after that happens, all the other adopted brothers are pissed. And then an asteroid hits, and everybody gains superpowers, and the world like ends. And so his Yakuza family, when he was out for a couple weeks, they hoarded all the supplies because Yakuza they're the mob, but they're organized and like kind of not bad, but they are kind of bad. Like, it's not just like the gangs.
Yeah.
But they'd hoarded all the supplies and were being jerks about it. And he was like, he's fighting his former family. Only two chapters in, but like, that's an interesting slant. You still have powers and stuff, but you have an interesting take on that. Same thing with Sakamoto Days. I need them to animate that. Hitman.
When you mentioned the other day, when we were texting, I looked it up, and there's like no definitive on when the anime is potentially coming out. But it didn't.
They have no idea.
It got signed for an anime, but they don't know when anything's gonna start.
I think because they're trying to figure out the budget. I think that's the last thing I read. Like, they weren't sure like what their budget was gonna be with this.
They're gonna need one because the stuff that goes on in that show is it's like Chainsaw Man, but
on crack.
On crack. Like, they are doing some crazy stuff in that show.
I would say the like, as far as like new crazy stuff goes, Kaiju number 8 looks like it's going to put out some wild stuff. Like, some of these kaijus that popped up are crazy. Absolutely crazy.
It all gets crazier. Oh, sorry. It all gets crazier.
It's all good, man. All right. And then we'll go last one here. Last one that's supposed to be anticipated one that's been out. It just started this spring, but it's called Viral Hit. And anyone seen that yet or no?
No.
No? All right. So Viral Hit is about a scrawny high school student who is probably the last guy you'd expect to star on a new YouTube channel that revolves around fighting. But after following some advice from a mysterious, they call it NewTube, Hoban is soon knocking out guys stronger than him and raking in more money than he could have ever deemed can Hoban keep this up, or will he eventually meet his match? So that's a YouTuber who goes around fighting.
Kimbo Slice.
rest in peace. But yeah, Viral Hit, man. So it looks like it's going to – I mean, for once, it's not an isekai or an MMO or anything like that. So it's taking place in the real world, but it's just a YouTuber, which could be interesting. And it has fight scenes.
Love that. And then let's see. I'm trying to think of anything else that's been still churning through One Piece very slowly over here.
Oh, you are? Okay.
That's where exciting. You at?
Just finished up the Don Krieg situation. I'm further than that in the manga, but I mean, I don't dislike it.
It's not like you got cons.
No, it just really doesn't have. I don't think the nature of the show. So, like, this is where you get into like what moves you, like, what do you enjoy, and like, it doesn't. The center of the show is adventuring, and that's cool, and I appreciate that, but I want the center of the show to be more emotionally resonant. So going back to earlier talking about solo leveling versus free run, like, if you have some deep emotional resonance, you're gonna get me 10 out of 10 times. And so, like, that's why, like, Dragon Ball Z, as much as I love it and I'll put on the cape for it all the time, I would never say that it is
top tier.
It's not my favorite. It's not my top four favorite anime, probably. Iconic, yes. Like all the stuff that goes with it, yes. Enjoyed it, love it, great. But like, it doesn't have the same emotional center quite so much outside of a couple of arcs. And I think One Piece so far has been that way. It's fine, and it has moments, but it's just not the same as like, you know, like Deku's desperate desire to like not be weak and useless or whatever. Like, it's just not the same as that, or even, you know, like Rimuru trying to uplift a society of like ran over monsters and give them independent agency. Like, that's cool. Like, and so the things that happen to them, you're like, oh man, like that's not good. Like, oh no. One Piece, and it's like, yeah, they're just adventuring. Like, they're going to the government.
They're on a ship. Cool.
Yeah. It's hard to have that same center.
I think coming from, okay, so I just went on the One Piece journey last year. So, I think for me, like, I didn't get the hooks put into me by One Piece until after the Alabasta arc. And that's really where I think this emotion that you're talking about, I think that's really where it starts to come into play, because you start to unravel the world government, and then you start to unravel the connections between like the admirals and just the Straw Hats in general. And like, there's the Revolutionary Army that starts to peek their head in. Like, you're getting all these looks into the world where like you start to feel for the things that the characters are going through. And then it was after the Alabasta arc. Like, so when I started my journey, I was not as like instant, oh, die hard, I'm rocking it on everything, and I'm officially like the 11th Straw Hat. Like that's not, it wasn't like that until after the Alabasta arc for me.
So, well, yeah, I don't know.
Go ahead, JD.
I was about to say, I don't know. For me, I can't even say it was Alabasta. I would honestly say it was, it took all the way until after the what was that arc where they had that big war with Ace and Luffy?
Talking about Marineford?
Yes. At the Marineford, basically is where I kind of gotten, was like, okay, well, Luffy actually does feel some type of emotion. You know, he's out here going crazy for another person instead of, you know, just himself. He had his crew, yeah, but he was kind of fighting for himself at that point.
You're basically telling him to get, he's got to get through like 300 episodes, is basically what you're telling him.
Hey, man, so. It's worth it though, because
it's, you know, it's a lot. Well, and I'm there, so I'm past the Alabasta arc. That's the one with the shark dude, right?
No, Alabasta is the one with Crocodile.
Arlong. Okay, oh, no, so, sorry. Yeah. You're talking about Arlong with the pirate dude, fish guy.
Alabasta is Crocodile.
Okay, yeah. So I'm in the manga, I'm past all that. I'm all the way to where they're on the snow
okay.
Place.
Drum Island.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah. Drum. And so, it's not, I definitely, I get it. It doesn't have those, you know, that through line of like groundedness that some other like high-end anime have. That's a really through line of like the real world stakes of what's going on outside of the party.
Right.
But it's good. Like, what he went through with Nami was awesome. Like his insistence on saving her and how, but it just feels smaller in One Piece emotionally. I don't know. It's hard to explain. I know there's some other stuff that happens later that hits pretty hard, but like,
yeah.
And again, none of this is a knock. It's just like where my center of consuming media is that doesn't, what that excels in is like second or third level for me, for my enjoyment. So I'm enjoying it, but it's existing as a second time through The Office scenario where like I turn it on when there's nothing else going on, and we're just watching it, and I'm kind of like looking at my phone and I'm kind of watching, and you know, it's cool. You know, like,
I mean, at least you're going, at least you're doing it. Like, it's worth it. It'll like hang in there.
You know, we're waiting for One Piece.
And I will
exactly right.
I will say this: you're closer to Alabasta than you are Marineford. Marineford ends at episode 489, and then
Robin's whole arc is.
Yeah,
I also like, and this is, you know, we can stop this part of the conversation, but like, I am I'm angry at people who like drop the amount of episodes as somehow being a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. No, I'm saying, I'm just saying it ain't a good thing. It's nothing. Mm. I would say that, like, I would probably say that a storyteller's ability to tell a story in a succinct manner is probably an underrated skill. Like, do we need 500 chapters to get there? I don't know. Some of the detours they make are kind of pointless, early at least, like the one to the island with the dude in the treasure chest. Like,
yeah, that, that we didn't, yeah, I agree. I agree.
We didn't, but we didn't need that.
None of that is filler. It's all canon.
No, I know. I read it in the manga and I'm like, what the hell is this, man?
Like, but you're like, but why?
Yeah. And that's like, yeah, like it feels, and listen now, and Sandy got upset. And I had to, like, Sandy was so upset, incredulous, did not believe me when Oda came out and said, I think it's about time I figure out what the One Piece is.
Yeah.
I had to cite like 5 articles.
Yeah.
Across the internet from reputable agencies. And I just want to say that, like, I think that him saying that and then there being 1,000 chapters, that's indicative of something. I really think that he's just writing off vibes, which is impressive.
Yeah.
It's super impressive.
Yo, he just,
there's no,
he don't know what he wants to do. He's just there.
Nah, he's just, it's just an adventure. And he's adventuring through his writing. I think that's so cool. I think it's awesome. I just am like, dude, like from the beginning of like most of these anime, especially the big ones, like there are these like, these like through lines where like you can tell the author like had a direction, like we're going somewhere here, like, and there's callbacks and like, and Oda's just like, dude, it's a shark man, and there's gonna be alligator man, and there's gonna be a snow place, and there's a place that looks like cactuses, but it's not cactuses, it's tombstones.
You want to go to the future? Let's go to the future
mm-hmm. baby, like we're just gonna vibe, and I think that's cool. Not knocking it. I'm just saying, like, for me, I'm like, sheesh, man. Like, again, especially the last big sit down I did was Naruto, which is one of the more like grounded as far as the relational piece, the human element of a show. Pivoting from that and enjoying that into digging, like, One Piece is what I've watched the most of for the last few months, to be fair. And like, pivoting into that is very jarring, where like people are like getting clapped in Naruto on the regular and just like dying, weeping on the ground for their loved ones, just bleeding out. And, you know, Luffy's like, I can't swim. Like, and I'll never listen now. I'm gonna stop talking. Y'all about lost me on the shark dude arc. I can't remember the name of it right now. Arlong.
Yeah.
When this man gets sunk to the bottom of a swimming pool. First off, dude. Second off, he overcomes that by pulling his stretchy head out the pool.
You got to breathe, right?
Man, listen. I ain't saying, and it makes sense. Like, but of all the things you could have done there, like, that's what we're, it's too it's silly, I think. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but it is very aggressively silly. And I think that wears on me a little bit.
Oh, like I will say the silly tones, like, they slowly, like, die down as the story progresses. Like, slowly, like I said. But
what do you call Gear 5?
I mean, you got to finish the story. Yeah, finish the story. Like, Gear 5, I don't really look at Gear 5 as silly. Like, it fits Joy Boy. Like, it fits the character of Joy Boy.
By the way,
like,
I'm pretty sure Joy Boy was what they called Jeffrey Epstein. I'm just gonna throw
that out. Oh my goodness. Oh,
JD just snapped his neck. He turned around so fast. but yeah, it just, you know, it's just,
mm-hmm.
I do respect it. I truly do. I'm just, yeah.
Keep grinding.
Hadn't got me yet.
That's good. I'm just glad you're doing it, man. So, all right. Any final thoughts? Anything else besides One Piece?
I don't think so. I think we got most of like the big anime, you know, the ones that we really are looking forward to out the way. So I'm excited to see what happens with those. I need to catch back up on Boruto. Y'all have making me really want to get back into that now.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's good, yeah.
What so before we close, JD, are you enjoying the Pokemon emulator? Let's talk about that at the end of this thing.
Dude, that randomizer, man, it's crazy. Like, you know, trainers that you usually would battle. I'm doing a Nuzlocke on top of that. For anybody that doesn't know what a Nuzlocke is,
that's gross. You can a randomized only, Nuzlocke is disgusting.
You can only catch one Pokemon in each route. So, like, let's say I go on a route one, but I kill that Pokemon by accident. I can't catch nothing else in route one. I just have to go to route two and try and catch whatever I can in that one. And I can only have one Pokemon of each type on my team.
Dang.
And if a Pokemon dies, it's gone forever. It goes to the graveyard.
And randomizer too. So like your route ones and route two like Pokemon are different, right? Like
so right now I got a Hitmonlee and a Victory Bell.
I will say though, Hitmonlee, not a bad pull
to start
early.
Yeah.
Cause you gotta fight. Because isn't Whitney the first?
Well, that wouldn't even matter anymore because she has different Pokemon with the randomizer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Just that Miltank, dude. That Miltank get humbled real fast for the Hitmonlee kick to the jaw.
Yeah.
I can't remember if she was one or two. I think one might have been the bird, the flying type guy.
It was. Faulkner. It's Faulkner.
I think it's Faulkner than Whitney. I don't remember exactly, but yeah, it's...
It's tough. You should try the randomizer, Trevor. It's
I will. I will. I'm not gonna Nuzlocke it. Sometimes I'll do other like stuff, not quite Nuzlocke-y, but like you know, like only one type or like monotype my team or stuff like that. So I don't know, but the randomizer would make it really interesting. If you get a good early pull, dude, you're set for the whole game.
Oh, 100%. That's kind of where I'm at. Like,
if your starter is level 5 Mew, right now, or level 5 Mewtwo is your starter, like, that's game time.
That'd actually be fun. To get a level 5 Mewtwo, that'd be pretty sick.
I did that in Brilliant Diamond. So, on the Switch, there's a lady who gives you a Mew. You can actually, if you restart the game and trade it into Pokemon Home, you can have as many Mews as you want. She gives you a Mew, and they give you a Celebi. And I did that. Got a Mew and an egg, I think that's what I did, and then I hatched it so it would obey me. And so I had like on route one, level one Mew.
That's pretty
sick.
And
it was. I still have it. I haven't beaten it yet because I need to get back into it. But I was looking very forward to running up on Cynthia and the chance because she gave me the worst time, both in the original Diamond and then in Brilliant Diamond.
And she's the toughest one. Like, that whole game, a lot of people said was super simple, and then they got to Cynthia on it, and they were just like, dude, what is this?
No, bro, listen, I beat her in one try my first time, and it took me, in Brilliant Diamond, it took me 3.5 hours.
Gee, okay.
Because if I'm not mistaken, she revives and she heals like crazy. It's been like 2 years ago. Whenever it first came out, it's when I did it. And I was also healing and revive. We were switching back and forth, dude. I think I ended up, the reason I won is because I was running out of stuff to use. And I was like, screw it. I'll use like X defense and X attack, which I never use because it takes a turn to use them. And it started getting me, buying me time to heal my other Pokemon and get back into it. That boy, and I had a good team. I can't remember what it was, but that team was built. And she was the most, it was just, man, bad, 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 bad. But yeah, so you should, Sandoval, you need to jump into it. And you need to join us. Like I said, I'm doing Black 2.
Black 2 is fun. Black 2 is fun. I still have that in my DS, actually, my actual physical DS.
I'm doing Black 2. I'm going to do Emerald. And then Soul Silver, and then Fire Red, probably. I'm just gonna go backwards.
Backwards, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pokemon, did you do you have any good Temporal Forces pulls or no?
I do. So I told you guys I pulled the like $500 Charizard, right?
Oh well, yeah. You sent that was the next day after our.
The Pokemon. Oh yeah, and then Temporal Forces. We got. Where's the box? I have to get up and go find it. Well, I guess it's just, we're not, let me, where's my box at? Y'all keep, well, I guess I can keep talking. I did. I'm trying to see what they were.
What about you, JD? Did you get temporal forces pulls?
I don't think
no?
I pulled on temporal forces yet. That's the one I haven't gotten to yet.
Okay. Yeah, I haven't got anything. I've gotten like a few full arts, but I did not get like anything like worth anything.
It looks like I got a full art explorer's guidance, and I have two boxes. I don't know what that one is. We got one that was pretty sick. I can't remember what it was. We got an iron boulder EX. Oh yeah, that's right. We got an EX of all three of the big legendaries. So I don't know what they're called in the future and past, but Virizion, Cobalion, and the other one. We got all of their Paradox versions of the EXs. One was full art, and the other two were just like regular EXs. So
really
good. Nothing crazy, but pretty good.
I will say the Temporal Forces, like their gold cards look absolutely beautiful.
They do.
Like gold, like silhouettes almost. Like it looks good.
Dude, I can't wait for the, while we're chatting about it, I can't wait for the, they're releasing the, what's her name, from the mask, the teal mask. Ogrepan.
Yes.
They're releasing Ogrepan cards, and they look real good. And that she might be my favorite legendary behind Mew.
Those few cards that I've seen, I think I saw the grass type and what was the other one? I think was it fire? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think those masks look really good.
Yeah. But anyways, that's all I got. Looking forward to the spring drops, dude. It's gonna be a good run. It was dry season, so I'm glad we're back into it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So all right. Well, I think that's it from us. So, yeah, we appreciate you guys for listening. Go ahead and follow us on all of our socials at Royal Geek Pod. Wherever you are listening to this, subscribe. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And for Trevor, for JD, and myself, we will see you next time. Sayonara, senpais.
Find the onesies.